Good morning. As the word from our God for us to consider today, we go to a brief verse from the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus said to his disciples, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. As we come down the final stretch of the school year, let's summarize the goal, or shall I say, goals, of your Christian education at Emmanuel. I'd like to identify two. Goal number one would be your successful journey all the way to eternal life in heaven. Goal number two, you helping others along the exact same path. Therefore, you are learning to be not just believers who persist in faith, but also witnesses of Christ and stewards of all that God has given to us. Stewards. Stewardship. It's more than a small section in the hymnal. Stewardship is more than offerings into the collection plate at church. Christian stewardship is bigger than money. It is a way of thinking and acting in other areas of life. It is a role that we have in the kingdom of God. And it starts with this knowledge that God is the owner of all things, and we are merely His caretakers. It's His stuff, and we get to use it for a while, but not any old way. Everything that we have comes from God and is meant to be a tool that we use to do His work. That is how we are to think about every aspect of our lives. Break it down. Your time, from day to day, your various abilities, your many opportunities, and yes, your money too. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus boils it down to a couple of key ingredients. Christian stewardship is a matter of faith, and also a matter of focus. We put our faith in God's promises, and that will help us to focus on the work of His kingdom. Well, like other things in our Christian life, it is easier said than done, because we still gravitate toward selfishness, distractions, and worries. We need our Savior's help here, and thankfully, He gives it. Paul wrote about Jesus and the Heavenly Father in Romans. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? We can use that as a stewardship passage. It teaches you to draw a line from the cross of Christ, to hook a solid chain from the cross of Christ to every situation that you face, every responsibility and relationship that you have. Really, it teaches you to think like this about everything. If God cared enough to give you His very best, His dear Son on the cross, He will provide whatever else, especially if you need it to do the work that He gives you. He will provide money if that is what you need. And just as importantly, more importantly, He will provide the wisdom, the boldness, the inner strength, the maturity, the open doors and opportunities to serve, and much more. As stewards of His gifts and workers in His kingdom, we can rest our faith on that faithfulness His reliability and all of His promises. Back to our text. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Jesus says. What does that mean exactly? I want to hark back to Professor Mike Siddall, something he used to say. We are to seek the best, remember this? The best spiritual outcome for ourselves and everyone else. We are to do that first, making it our top priority day in, day out. Starting with yourselves. When you seek God's kingdom for yourself, really it comes down to one essential thing. Constant contact with, constantly influenced by the Word of God. Once you realize how valuable, how necessary the Word of God is for your spiritual health, your spiritual life, then you are willing, and you actually do this, where you devote time to it, and not just a little, and your concentration on what you hear, what you learn in church, in Bible study. We even spend money on spiritual growth. Think of the dollars devoted to the tuition and such to bring you here at Emmanuel. That will be money well spent when the outcome is this, that your faith has been growing on the solid foundation that holds you up all the way to Judgment Day. Now, as you grow in that faith, you also become more in tune with, more diligent to seek the same outcome, that is, bringing God's kingdom to other people, with the same type of thing involved, investing time, effort, money, but also realizing the other thing that Jesus said, all these things shall be added to you. Added, he said. That means that the spiritual goals that we are seeking on the basis of His Word will not be in vain. He will grant that good outcome. These spiritual goals that we seek, He will bring to pass by His grace, and the material needs that we have will also be covered. That's the addition. It is a two-in-one promise for a platform, something solid on which to put both our faith and our focus. Let's not forget one more thing. The motivation. On the cross, Jesus was letting go for you and me. Letting go of His honor, His rights, His life for the purpose of our salvation. No small thing. It melts our hearts. And in grateful response, we let go for Him. Letting go of our time, our money, ourselves, to serve His cause and carry out His work. Let us also make it our prayer, continually asking that the Lord will grant faith and focus so that we live and give as His faithful stewards. Amen. As such a prayer to close our worship today, we sing stanzas 2 and 3, stanzas 2 and 3 of hymn 788.